Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined, with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Second hour of the Freaks. Thank you guys for hanging out. The website, speedfreaks.tv. That's speedfreaks.tv. If you missed any of the show, yep, you go to speedfreaks.tv. Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, hanging out on a Sunday night with you, Freak Nation. First Sunday of June. Big motorsports weekend. IndyCar, sports car in Detroit. Drags in Chicago. NASCAR, Pocono, among other things.
NASCAR, Pocono. Meh. I mean, I don't mean to be Debbie Downer. But NASCAR Pocono, not always the best place to deliver.
So, it's a huge motorsports weekend. We talked about this last hour. There's so many interviews that we've got in the can of the last 7 to 10 days from IndyCar to NASCAR that we want to play for you tonight. Last hour, we had your Indy 500 champion, Will Power. He joined us here in the Freak Nation. Indy 500 champion and IndyCar champion, Tony Kanaan was in here. And Billy Duffy of the Colt, great tour going out this summer with Busch, STP, and the Colt. Again, you go to the website, speedfreaks.tv, if you miss any of it. Doing this up again from the Lucas Oil Studios. Coming up this hour, Greg Biffle, former, current NASCAR star. He hasn't retired, allegedly. Greg Biffle, he'll be joining us here in the Freak Nation. Dario Franchitti, three-time Indy 500 champion, four-time IndyCar champion. He'll be joining us in here. And the name Thad Moffitt may not ring a bell to some of you. Well, it's going to. Dude is the grandson of Richard Petty. Yep, Thad Moffitt will be joining us here in the Freak Nation. And curious, there may not even be a question here for you, Statman, but would you like to have had, let's say, the career, not the life, but the career of Dario Franchitti, Greg Biffle, or the future career of Thad Moffitt? Does that even register with you? And I bring up Thad Moffitt because of his ties to Richard Petty.
You could go on for the next 3 days, but if I could wake up every morning and look at Dario Franchitti's wife.
She is adorable.
There is absolutely no contest. You could talk while I wake up and look at her.
She is adorable. Kenny, you finally met her at the Indy 500 this year. Can you say a bad word about her? No, because she's cute, she's kind, she's generous, she's everything. She's like Scott Dixon's wife. There is no imperfection whatsoever.
Come on,
awesome.
Statman, your affinity for Richard Petty, being able to wake up every morning and going, yes, I'm the grandson of Richard Petty, isn't intriguing?
And I could look at her, talk college basketball, and auto racing in our spare time? I mean, come on. What kind of insanity do you have to think you have to be to walk away from those options?
Crasher, is there any question? Is it Dario Franchitti for you?
It would be nothing against Thad Moffitt because he does have an extremely bright future in motorsports. But it would be difficult for me to decide if I wanted Dario Franchitti's life and career or Greg Biffle's life and career because, and again, nothing against Scotland, but living in Scotland versus living on Lake Norman in North Carolina, let's be honest, Greg Biffle loves getting on that boat every single morning that he wakes up, just heading out for a cruise or heading out to go fishing. I mean, I'm a girl, but I'm kind of the person that loves my hat on backwards, t-shirt, swimsuit underneath, and shorts. So I'm kind of more of a lake lifestyle than a Scottish lifestyle. But career-wise, Dario, yeah, he takes the cake. And his family is freaking gorgeous.
We had Greg Biffle in here, I believe it was February, once he joined the team of General Tire. And we brought up that story. After a NASCAR Cup win with Jack Roush, maybe 10, 11, 12, 13 years ago, he was supposed to call us at a certain time after that win.
That's right.
He didn't make it. He didn't make it till the second hour. He called us the second hour of Speed Freaks because he was towing in somebody off of Lake Norman.
Who got stranded, yeah.
Wow, I forgot about that. Yeah. That's crazy.
And we were mad at the time, like, dude. And then all of a sudden he calls. We're like, you're an hour late. And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry. There's a rescue that we needed to do on the lake. And so it took me a while to tow him back in. And then we're all like feeling bad going, okay. Nice work, Biffle.
Freak Nation, we're going to reset for our affiliates coming in at 6 past the hour. A big freaking show for you on a Sunday night, man, with Speed Freaks, Crash Gladys, Statman, Kenny Sargent, and the website speedfreaks.tv from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, we promise to suck less. Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
The Freaks.
Ah, yeah. Second hour of the Freaks. Thank you guys for hanging out. Speed Freaks, speedfreaks.tv. A big show for you tonight, Freak Nation. Again, we realize a huge motorsports weekend with IndyCar, sports cars, drags, Pocono with NASCAR. But we have so many great interviews with superstars coming up. Greg Biffle in about 4 or 5 minutes. He'll be joining us here in the Freak Nation. Thad Moffitt, the grandson of Richard Petty, will be joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Dario Franchitti, not one, not two, but 3 Indy 500s and 4 IndyCar champions will be here.
Don't you dare forget that 24 Hours of Daytona championship as well.
That's right. And again, this segment brought to you by good friends at General Tire. You got your big old truck. What about a hopped up beater? Yeah, you go to generaltire.com. You go to generaltire.com and get some righteous rubber for your righteous ride.
Are you making fun of my Cristo again?
No, I'm not.
That was last hour, Kenny.
Mm-mm. No, I am not.
I'm just saying. Generals on my Cristo would be awesome.
Statman, do you miss your Mustang more or your Camaro more?
Ooh. I miss more than anything a 67 GOAT that I had a lot of years ago. And all I have to do to you, I know, is to say 67 GOAT. Mm-hmm. And it's like Franchitti's wife, you know. That's another category. That car was beautiful. I loved it, and I was stupid when the first gas lines hit. I got rid of it, and I've rued the day ever since.
We got about a minute before we go to break, Statman, but it's always a kick in the nuts when you remind me that you had that car in your possession. Oh.
Okay, Statman's GOAT, or Kenny, your former gremlin.
Oh, Statman's GOAT.
Okay.
That car could drag rubber for a block and leave just about 6-8 inches between one rubber mark, shift to second gear, and the next rubber mark. I mean, it was an incredible car.
Yeah. Champagne problems, Freak Nation, right? Champagne problems.
That's Kenny's first, new phrase after this year's Indy 500, by the way.
Yeah, that was a first world problem that I'll never get back to.
Freak Nation, his name is Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Coming up, his name is Greg Biffle. Is he retiring from NASCAR? What the hell's he doing? Let's find out. Greg Biffle coming up, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
The Extreme Contact Sport is Continental Tire's newest ultra-high-performance tire. Tested to the limits by championship-winning race car drivers, the Extreme Contact Sport satisfies the most demanding driver. This dynamic street tire was built for car enthusiasts and engineered for extreme grip in dry and wet conditions. Whether it's a Sunday drive on the open road or you need to get to and from work, this tire is for what you do. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. That's ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, proud partner with the Freaks.
Lucas Complete Engine Treatment. It's a new multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. It's designed for use in both engine oil and fuel systems. It cleans and lubricates the entire gas or diesel fuel system from the tank to injectors. It contains special Lucas additives that cause the fuel to burn thoroughly and help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. It works.
Sir Jeremy, you are a true friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Madam Susan, you are an even truer friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
What is that?
This is a spiced honey mead wine that I have
really been into lately.
Please follow Sir Brad. He's going to give you a private tour of the Pit of Misery.
I'm sorry, what?
Pit of Misery! Dilly dilly! Dilly dilly!
Here's to the friends you can always count on.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
The Coxville Blockers, the Albuquerque Chupacabras, and the Arizona Pricks? Yeah, we got your attention now, don't we? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative and funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history and a meaning behind it, like the Akron Rubbers, the Boston Accents, or the Cape Cod Scrod. And these t-shirts are awesome, made with the highest quality, 100% cotton available, and are just stupid soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at awesomesportslogos.com and get awesome.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
His name is Greg Biffle, friend of ours. Many, many years in the NASCAR series, supporting our good friends at General Tire. Good to get him back in the Freak Nation. A lot of things going on for him, probably some things he can't share with us. But Greg Biffle, former or current NASCAR star, joining us here in the Freak Nation, spent many, many years with Jack Roush, winning a whole hell of a lot of races for Jack Roush. But really, Greg Biffle, should we put retired next to the name already?
No, I haven't. And it's probably getting closer to official announcement of driving something else before the official retirement announcement comes. So we'll see. You know, I'm just always entertaining different things, and one of the guys in the ARCA cars got hurt down in Talladega, and so I was going to fill in on a test Thursday a couple weeks ago, and he was able to actually come back and do the test. So, you know, it's been close to getting back behind the wheel for whatever reason anyway.
Greg Biffle joining the Freaks, running on them General Tires. And Biffle, we follow you on Twitter, and there's two things on there. One is you talk about an announcement a couple of days ago on your Facebook page. Did you make that announcement, by the way?
Yes, we did. And you know, I was kind of toying with people a little bit on that announcement, but we've been working very hard. A lot of people know that I have an animal foundation, and I'm part of the Lake Norman Humane group, and we finally bought a piece of property with a building on it, 6.5 acres, fence, 15,000 square foot building, and we're so excited about the opportunity. We're going to do some upfit on the building, and we're going to be open for business soon.
Holy smokes, man! Now you'll be able to house how many different kinds of animals?
Our original concept building was 90 dogs, 60 cats. With this size of building, we should be able to, you know, obviously that and potentially exceed that. So we're super excited. We had a piece of property off Templeton Road, and a developer approached us. They're building apartments on the backside of that property, and they approached us for potential selling our land there, which was like 2 acres or something. And so that prompted us to go out and look. And then we found this, absolutely perfect. I mean, things happen for a reason in life, and this is one of those things that couldn't have gone any better for us.
Freak Nation, Greg Biffle, supporting our friends at General Tire, joining the Freaks. And there's also a shot of you, the backside of you, with your GT hat on backwards, and then, of course, your GT shirt anywhere as possible. And there's a big old big screen right there in front of you. Where the hell were you watching that race, and what race was it?
I was watching the All-Star race at Charlotte Motor Speedway. So it was this Saturday night. I was out at the racetrack seeing all the, you know, all the guys and friends, and was on my way out and saw the, pulled up a seat and was sitting with some buddies, and it was somebody snapped that photo unbeknownst to me and then sent it to me. So it was kind of cool.
Greg Biffle, is it still strange for you to walk into a racetrack and not head for the pits with a helmet and prepare yourself to run in a race?
Yeah, it is. I'm just wondering how long it's going to be when people don't tell you good luck tonight. I'm at the track, and at least three or four people said, "Hey, good luck tonight, Greg." And I'm like, I haven't raced in a year now, so. But, you know, I get it. It's people are used to seeing you there and used to seeing you in a car.
Hey, look, 5 years after Jeff Gordon retired, Dad would always say, "How'd Jeff do last weekend?"
Right.
Daddy hasn't raced in 5 years.
Yeah. Yep, I hear you. But, who knows? I might jump back in there for a little bit. We'll see.
Greg Biffle, how difficult is it for a driver to get back in the seat after being out for so long? Your friend Matt Kenseth got back into a car and Dad did okay, but he won the pole in the All-Star race. How hard is it to get back in after being away?
You know, I think he was excited to get back in the car, and I've talked to him. You know, I talked to him actually today, and they're you know, they got a lot of work to do. They're really struggling, and that's the reason why I'm not in those cars anymore. He qualified on the pole, but 11 laps in, they were last and next to last, the two cars were. So, they've got their work cut out for them, and, Kansas didn't go well, being, a lap down before the competition caution. That's a tough, they got a uphill battle, but Matt's, dedicated to trying to help those guys get their program turned around. I tried for, three or four years, and just couldn't seem to hit on anything. So maybe he can get in there and give it a try.
I know it's delicate, too. There's certain things you can or cannot say, but why do you think it's been so difficult for Roush Fenway to turn around their issues and just figure things out?
You know, I think, I honestly think it's, there's a way to leapfrog and get to where you're trying to get to, but it's an analogy is once you're behind, you have to do something spectacular to catch up, okay? And spectacular meaning you're going to have to shortcut the learning process in order to get back to level playing field. You know, if you're trying to catch up to someone in age, every year they get a year older, you get a year older, you're never going to catch them. And then the analogy of that is, as they're learning new technology, the guys you're trying to compete with, you're learning what they learned potentially a year ago or more. So when you get behind, you have to exponentially learn what it is that's making their cars faster than yours at a faster rate. And, sometimes the only way to do that is hire new people and potentially hire someone that has that technology that you can shortcut that process. And unless you get lucky, and in racing there's a lot of luck, unless you get lucky and find out what you're missing, a lot of times it's very, very difficult with just the good old-fashioned hard work and the same people that were there when you got so far behind, the likelihood of being able to, one, shortcut and catch up, or two, get to that competitive level is going to be very difficult.
All right, and this is coming from someone who's won his fair share of championships and races. I mean, we're talking about the truck championship, Busch, back in the day, and your fair share of cup races. So it's something you saw coming up through these divisions via Roush Fenway. Was it just part of the process all these 16 years of yours in NASCAR?
Yeah, I think it was a lot of times what gets you behind sometimes is if it's not broke, the old saying, if it's not broke, don't fix it. right? So if you're winning races, you're winning championships as an organization, you got three of the, in my argument, three of the greatest, you know, drivers in the sport. You got Carl Edwards, Matt Kenseth, myself, Kurt Busch, right? Mm-hmm. So you got great drivers that could be making up a little bit of the difference. And when you, the odds are, when you have four good drivers, and maybe you don't have this as good of equipment as everybody else, or you're just a hairline under them, you're still winning your fair share of races, right? Because not everybody has a perfect day. And so I think that may have masked the kind of the other teams getting better and better and better and better. And so as it starts to crumble, you know, you're like, gosh, we got to, you know, then your guys start leaving for other opportunities. And, you know, Carl, you know, Kurt left, Carl, Matt left, then Carl left. And, you know, that downward, you know, that downward race, so to speak, you know, intensified. And it's hard to pull out of that. It truly is. And will they get it figured out? I'm sure they will. How long is that going to take? I can't answer that.
Freak Nation, Greg Biffle, supporting our friends at General Tire, joining the Freaks. You've got the Coca-Cola 600 and the Indy 500. Did you ever contemplate doing the double?
You know, I didn't. I'm just not that big of an open wheel guy. The cars kind of, be honest with you, scare me a bit. You know, open cockpit, not something I'm comfortable with, used to, not something I really ever did. In fact, I never even ran, like, you know, wing sprint cars or sprint cars or anything like that. That's really an open cockpit. So I've been kind of a closed cockpit, late model, bomber car, street stock, you know, type of driver my whole life. And so never, I mean, it interests me, sure, I love racing, but never really got the bug to, hey, I'm going to drive one of those things, you know. Just never really crossed my mind that much.
Greg, how difficult is it for you to get your mind around jumping into an open wheel car and taking it up to maybe 240 miles an hour on a straightaway before turning into a turn? Is that tough to even consider?
I'll tell you what, it takes skill level in any kind of racing that you do, and you have to have the utmost respect, whether it's BMX, motocross, open wheel, NASCAR. I just think that, you know, because I've crossed over and done a few of the other things, and we've seen, you know, Juan Pablo and other drivers come and try and compete in NASCAR and not really be able to make that transition and not be competitive. And it just goes to show you how, and even Juan Pablo goes back and wins a championship in races. So it just shows you how different the skill level is and how respectful you have to be of you know, Jimmy Johnson and you know, guys of our caliber, and then guys you see that are competitive and winning races over there. It's a difficult thing, and it's neat to see.
Which is tougher for you, shooting videos for General Tire or spending you know, six hours in a race car?
Probably shooting videos and doing social media, because it's not my expertise, but I have a lot of fun doing it. You know, I have to say that I'm getting ready to do some off-road excursions and do some stuff like that. And we were just shooting some stuff up at my ranch, and you know, I've had a ton of fun doing this, but I do miss sitting behind the wheel for, you know, 4 or 5 hours at a time.
Not in traffic, but that's in a race car, right?
That's right.
Attaboy. Hey, Biffle, thanks for doing it, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. Good talking to you.
There it is, Greg Biffle. Let's call it as it is. Still a NASCAR star with a big announcement coming up that he'll share with you on his Twitter account and his snappy little Instagram, as he does a whole hell of a lot of social media for General Tire.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
It's a fat man that's scared.
To provide guidance to mankind.
Here's something to consider if you looked at the royal wedding Saturday and fell in love with all things British. A survey done last year in Britain found that Brits believe Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter are bad news for their well-being. 18 to 24-year-olds were studied. The good news, social media helped them with their self-expression and community building. But here's the bad news. Those platforms provoked anxiety, depression, deprived them of sleep, and left them them with a fear of missing out. Maybe that's what you feel when you don't have the latest comment from Kevin Harvick or Kyle Busch. Or maybe that's what you feel when you can't get to the phone to find out who won the poll at Indy. Some of the world's largest corporations are waiting out there to sell us something, or more likely sell our interest to someone else. Either way, someone's making billions on our next Instagram missive. Shouldn't we get a piece of that action? Peace.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Back with the Freaks. You follow us on Twitter, right? At Speed Freaks. We're there for you on Facebook and the website, speedfreaks.tv. That big old fat ARCA series running on them General Tires, featuring more drivers from the ARCA series. His name is Thad Moffitt. That's right, the grandson of King Richard Petty joining the Freaks. And Thad, that's always brought up in the interviews. You got to bring up the old man and, of course, the last name of Petty and what he's meant to stock car racing. Let's jump into that initially. Does Grandpa show up at some of your races? And if he does he give you advice, or does he just back away from you?
Well, he's come to a few of my races, and he's always never shy to give his input whenever he is there. He does believe that we all have different driving styles, and we all have to develop our own driving style, as in me, Adam, Uncle Kyle, him, and Great-Grandpa Lee Petty. All the way, all of us drive the stock cars different than each other, and cars have developed so much nowadays that some of the stuff he used to do whenever he drove is a little bit different, but he's never shy to give his input and let me know what he thinks I can do to do a little better inside the car.
Grandson Richard Petty, Thad Moffitt, making his own name, joining the Freaks, and that's a good point, because when we've had Richard Petty here in the Freak Nation, he's made a few comments in that when he was talking to Adam back in the day, or whether it was Kyle, it would be the subtleties of a racer that he might share information, not necessarily how to drive the car, but maybe something that's not tangible, something that you don't see coming, that a dude that's his age, that has run, you know, thousands of races, could share with you.
Yeah, something he told me whenever we started is whenever he started, he was never really fast, and until he went out there and followed the fast guys and saw what they were doing, and then just copied what they were doing and perfected his race car to get it to drive the way theirs do. And he just worked on that until he got to the point where he was outrunning them on a weekly basis. And I started trying to mimic some of what he did to start his career, and it's been going pretty good for us so far.
Thad Moffitt joining the Freaks, running in the ARCA Series. Now, are you running the ARCA Series full-time this year?
No, sir. I'm still only 17, so I'm not of age to run a full season. And but I will be. The next race will be Pocono on June the 1st.
I saw that, where at 17 years old, it's such a tease, man. You know that you could run on every freaking course on the planet, but I know we've got to have rules and regulations, and we need to abide by those. But once you turn that certain age of 18, it's like, okay, you don't all of a sudden become a better driver. You're that same guy. So, but you know damn well you could run on everyone in these racetracks, don't you?
Yes, sir. I'm sure we could run all the races, but it's just the restrictions of age that they started, and I don't know what it is, but that's just the rules that we have to abide by, and just wait for it to run its course.
You like the format of the last weekend's race, the All-Star race, and how they did it with the different aero packages and the different legs?
I have two sides to it. I really liked watching the racing. The racing was great. They were three wide. You never see that at Charlotte, three, four wide, racing hard as you can. But on the other hand, I think that the fact that those are the top level of stock car drivers in the nation, that they should have to be able to handle the most ill-handling cars throughout the whole entire race. And from my viewpoint, from outside the car and from what I've heard from some of the drivers that were inside of the cars were fairly easy to drive last weekend at Charlotte. It was just more about who got the most run. And I liked the racing. I think it was a good race to watch, but I just think that as them being cup drivers, they should have a little more ill-handling cars, maybe a little more horsepower, but still keep the downforce. I don't know. It's all just NASCAR playing with it to see how they can get these cars to race.
That is fantastic to hear you say that, because we've bitched and moaned about that for so long, is that put the car back into the driver's hands from top to bottom, and then that's what separates the drivers from the not-so-good drivers, and you just echoed the sentiments right there.
Yeah, I think that's the way that we need to go back into this sport. I think a lot of the we were talking earlier, me and some of the other guys, on these mile and a halves, the cars have always just been so aero tight that if you can get within five car lengths of a car, it's kind of hard to pass them unless you have like a really, really stout car. And I think we need to try. I mean, NASCAR's trying all kinds of stuff, and I'll give them props for it, but we need to try and get these cars back to where it's more up in the driver's hands instead of more of the downforce, side force, big spoiler, stuff like that. All the horsepower is awesome too, but I don't think the horsepower has much to do with it as the downforce and side force and aero side of it right now.
Thad Moffitt, grandson of Richard Petty, you sound like an old soul. You've probably thought about this. Have you ever thought about running the double on some Memorial Day in the future, running the Coke 600 and IndyCar maybe?
That's a dream. It would be a dream come true to do the both of them, but yeah, that would be a pretty a tall order for me, but I would definitely be up for the challenge.
Thad Moffitt at 17. This might be difficult, but here's a chance for you to step outside the petty name and do something maybe that's never been done in a legendary family, maybe the first family of American racing, to run both in IndyCar and in stock cars.
Yes, sir. We've talked a lot about that. This is me and my grandpa kind of wants me to groom my own career, and I'd really like to groom my own career too, and kind of carry the family tradition on of winning, but do it in my own kind of way, like but still keep the winning tradition alive.
That's badass. His name is Thad Moffitt, running in the ARCA series on those general tires, joining the freaks. Dude, thanks for doing this, man. Enjoy it. Hopefully when you start winning races, we'll get your butt back in the Freak Nation. All right?
Yes, sir.
Thad Moffitt, 17-year-old grandson of the legendary Richard Petty. As we said earlier in the show, man, so many motorsports just going off this weekend. IndyCar, sports car in Detroit, NASCAR in Pocono, NHRA in Chicago. But over the last week and a half, we've bagged so many interviews from the Coca-Cola 600 to the Indy 500 that we haven't shared with you on the national show. We want to do it tonight, including the next one. Dario Franchitti, multi-time Indy 500 champion, IndyCar Series champion time and time again. He's now got a big footprint inside Chip Ganassi Racing. We'll talk to him about that. And him being from Scotland and coming over here and racing many, many years, being a foreigner, okay, let's just put it like that. Curious what his take is on the national anthem issue that has split this freaking country. What's his take on it? We ask him. It's Dario Franchitti coming up, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Sir Jeremy, you are a true friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Madam Susan, you are an even truer friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
What is that?
This is a spiced honey mead wine that I have really been into lately.
Please follow Sir Brad. He's going to give you a private tour of the pit of misery.
I'm sorry, what?
Pit of misery! Dilly dilly!
Dilly dilly!
Here's to the friends you can always count on.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to lucasoil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
The Extreme Contact Sport is Continental Tire's newest ultra-high performance tire. Tested to the limits by championship-winning race car drivers, the Extreme Contact Sport satisfies the most demanding driver. This dynamic street tire was built for car enthusiasts and engineered for extreme grip in dry and wet conditions. Whether it's a Sunday drive on the open road or you need to get to and from work, this tire is for what you do. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. That's ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, proud partner with the Freaks.
Lucas Complete Engine Treatment. It's a new multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. It's designed for use in both engine oil and fuel systems. It cleans and lubricates the entire gas or diesel fuel system from the tank to injectors. It contains special Lucas additives that cause the fuel to burn thoroughly and help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. It works.
The Boca Raton Cougars, the Las Vegas Hookers, and the Arizona Pricks got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative and funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the Lexington Studs or the Cape Cod Scrod. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, made with the highest quality 100% cotton available, and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com and get awesome.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined.
You're back with the Freaks, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Get set for the 2018 version of the Indianapolis 500. Ed, Kenny, and Crash at Fox Sports 910 and that iHeartRadio app you have on your phone. You got it. Download it for free. You can take the Freaks anywhere. We'll be here again on Friday afternoon. Don't know if this guy's going to be hanging out, but who gives a damn? Yeah, he'll be here, and he'll be sober. His name is Dario Franchitti. Not one, not two, but three Indy 500s joining the Freaks. How many open-wheel championships, Dario?
Four.
Let's take those championships away and those Indy 500s away from you. You have to choose between one. We know that the majority of fans that kind of follow motorsports, they could tell you who won the Indy 500, but they couldn't tell you who won the damn championship. From a driver's perspective, and really what you know now as an older adult, you know, you're on your senior years and you have all with your 14 kids now. Would you rather have that face on the Borg Warner or the championship for open wheel?
I would. They're two very different things. Let me tell you, they're two very different things to achieve, to win a championship over that season-long battle. And those years that we did both were, you know, you felt pretty special, I must admit. At the end of it, you were like, wow, you and the guys that you'd done it with, the guys and girls you'd gone into the trenches with, you felt good. But it's tough to choose, but I would say Indy. Indy's that tradition, isn't it? And it just means so much. And not only to win the race, but you think about any person who strapped themselves in to some complete piece of junk just to try and make the race. Those are the people, I think, that make Indy what it is still now. You know, the people give up their lives trying to qualify some no-hope junker because that's what it's one of the things that Indy means. It attracts you like moths to flame, I guess. It's the only thing I've done in my life. The more I did it, the more it meant to me.
That's a big statement, because as we get older, there are certain things that come into our life and certain things that exit. So I'm surprised that you would say that.
Every time I showed up here to race, it meant more. I slept less. I stressed about it more. I was a little smarter about it, maybe. But literally, you know, anything becomes normal, right? Whatever you do, driving an Indy car at 240 miles an hour, you get used to it. You're jumping out of a plane, it's like it's probably exciting for the first couple of times, and then it becomes somewhat more normal. Doing this, literally, every time I came back, it had more of a draw to me, which I don't know if that makes me weird or that's what Indy does.
That's what Indy does. Being born and raised here, that's exactly what Indy does. So now your perspective is so unique. You put a post up, I don't know if it was Instagram or Twitter, about how this place does mean so much to you, and you just all you had to do is just post a picture of the place. And so now your perspective. Who is Dario now at IMS?
One of the things I love about Indy, is that you show up here every year, and I've just done an autograph session there, and Parnelli and Johnny Rutherford and Bobby Unser, there Ari. So the drivers from all different generations who did drive here come back every year, and that I sort of straddle that those generations a bit, because the guys who I raced against, you know, Scott Dixon for instance, Will Power, Elio, they're still racing, but I'm part of the past of the track now too, but still being involved with the Ganassi team, and that competitive side is fun, stressful but fun.
The reality that you're talking about, Dario Franchitti, three-time Indy 500 champion, four-time IndyCar champion, joining the Freaks, is your retirement. And whether it was because of that accident in 2013, the headline that comes up from that accident is your memory loss from that accident, which is relative to what we see in with concussions and brain trauma in the National Football League. And whether Gary Bettman with the National Hockey League wants to admit it or not, there are concussions in the National Hockey League. Is that something that going into a race car, you knew that at one time there could be that accident, but that accident could also take away some of your past life because you don't remember 5 weeks from what I read from that accident?
I knew it was a possibility.
And how do you measure 5 weeks? Do you try and go all the way back and say, oh, that 6 week, I remember I was drinking this pint.
It's pretty much what it was. I was at my friend Albert and Hillary's wedding in Portland, Oregon. And that's probably the last thing I remember. But then these snippets have come, these small snippets. I was like, hey, did we test at Fontana? I seem to remember being at Fontana and being really upset about the sun coming down and you couldn't see where you were going. Oh, yeah, we were there. And then you start remembering all these tiny snippets that come out of it. And being around Dixon and Tony Kanaan, they give me a hard time about it all the time. Every chance they get, it's like, oh yeah, I remember saying the same thing over and over. But I knew it was going to be a a possibility because I'd had a pretty big head injury in 2000. And, you know, it was like I guess they're cumulative, so they just kind of build on each other. So I knew it was a possibility, but I was always more concerned, being perfectly honest about it, of being either killed or, you know, for me, even worse, paralyzed in the car. That was my sort of bigger concerns. The good thing about having the head injuries or having the big concussions, well, I don't remember the accidents. So from that point, you don't remember the pain or any of that stuff.
Can you watch the accident?
I was never one for watching accidents because I wanted to get back in the car. So I'd never watched my accidents or other people's. But I was doing something it had to be proof to make sure all the facts were right. And then the next thing, this accident appears and I didn't turn away quick enough. So then I'm thinking, oh, okay, slow that down. Let's look at this bit by bit. Let's rewind that. Wow, that did turn around in a hurry. Wow, okay. And then there's little things like they said I was unconscious when they got to me, but when Dixon passed, I waved, which is really strange, just to let him know I was okay. And I just, yeah, there's all kinds of weird things about it.
Do you think as a sport, IndyCar or the National Football League, National Hockey League, we are doing enough to prevent or at least stabilize concussions? Because it's just part of sport, whether it's soccer or IndyCar.
You know, even with soccer, heading a football can lead to brain trauma. I have a relative of mine in Scotland who played back in the sort of the 70s, and he ended up with massive brain trauma from heading the football because he used to have those big heavy leather balls. I think IndyCar have done a lot. They really have done and worked very, very hard at it. And, you know, Steve Ovey and all those guys down in Miami have been pushing all the time, you know, the Miami Project, just looking for more and more answers. You know, the helmet technology, the head surround technology, all that, the seat technology. Just, you know, Terry Trammell's in the trenches too with doing stuff to sort of help the drivers with, you know, from injuries, from bodily injuries, really. But the NFL, I mean, I'm not a big NFL fan. I don't watch a lot of it. You know, I'm living back in Europe now. But it seems that they've got a really big problem. And, you know, as you said, hockey probably. Helmet technology that we have here could help those guys, I think. And it's sort of, I don't know if it's vested interests or what. But I know when I had my accident, one of the first things I remember was talking to Steve Ovey down in Miami. And the NFL were in such a hurry to learn about what was going on with these concussions and these brain traumas and these brain injuries, that even in the time that they were looking after me, they learned so much in that period. So I think people are pushing very hard to understand what it means.
In talking about concussions and obviously with the NFL, Daria Franchitti, another thing that's going on with the NFL, they put out a new addendum yesterday in regards to their new rules with the national anthem. Is this something that the United States is taking a little too politically, in that people need to be able to have the freedom to do what they feel is best for themselves?
I'm an outsider. I'm a foreigner. I came to America and I made my life here for a lot of years. And yeah, I've got a lot of friends here. It's difficult to speak about something in someone else's country because it's not my country. It's not my flag. I always loved that people were so proud of their flag, of their country in America. I love it. It's one of the things I still, you know, before this race, when everybody's standing up, the national anthem's played, there's a sense of pride that you don't see in every country. And I think it's one of the things that makes the US special. As far as people's right to protest, all that, that's again, I'm not from here, so it's for me to talk about that is, yeah, it's probably not right.
On that point, though, from other countries that you do visit, maybe that's reinforcement of what you're saying. Prior to the Indy 500, almost as big as the start your engines or coming around that first turn, is that stealth fighter coming over? Is the national anthem? Is the pomp and circumstance? If you don't get giddy, regardless of what side of the fence you're on, to stand or kneel with the anthem, maybe you do need to rethink some things because of the freedom that we have here to have you come in here and take our damn money, Dario.
Yeah, Dixon and I did a pretty good job of that for a while, didn't we, in Canaan? And I tell you, I've got to take a little tack there. There's a lot of American drivers in the race now. Us foreigners were dominating it for a while. But there's a deep pool of American talent, which is good to see, and that was a way of I guess, deflecting that question.
I would say, though, that you're talking about the pre-race, of course, leading up to the Indy 500, the 102nd running this Sunday on ABC. And part of that, yes, it's Americana, but at the same time, when Dario was talking about flags of other countries, you see all the different nationalities out on the grid, and that's something to be proud of as well, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Diversity. The diversity is you know, unless you're Native American, you're an import to the U.S., right? Me included. And I used, and I drove with the colors of the St. Andrew's Cross, the Scottish flag on my helmet, pretty much my whole career. And I was very proud of that, too.
Yeah, we forget about that. That's what's lost in all this. Regardless of where you sit, the doors have always been open to America. And motorsports has been just that. In particular, open wheel. Yeah. Welcoming in all races, all nationalities to run these race cars.
Yeah, I mean, I think when some of the guys came in the mid-60s, Jimmy Clark and those guys. Okay, yeah. Their welcome might not have been so friendly by some of the guys in Gasoline Alley, but they eventually, you know. I think as time went on, they learned to appreciate pretty quickly the drivers that come over and appreciated the race and appreciated being here, which, I mean, I certainly did. Without IndyCar and, you know, the Indianapolis 500, I don't know what my life would look like.
Dario Franchitti, it's always fantastic to get you here in the Freak Nation. Three-time Indy 500 champion, four-time IndyCar champion. I got to say this, man. You look a little bit more relaxed. You're in your second home right now, aren't you?
I am. Every time I come back here, but especially in May, this is it.
Dario Franchitti here in the Freak Nation. Three-time Indy 500 champion, four-time IndyCar champion. Every time I talk to Dario, I don't know about you, Statman or Crash, there's that instance where I want to again bring up the conversations that we have had with him on Colin McRae before and after Colin McRae's death. Colin McRae, of course, huge rally superstar that really millennials would only know because of video games. Because that's how he made his name, was through these video games. But we've had a chance to have the former rally star. I say former because he's gone. He was killed in a helicopter accident. When was that? How long ago was that?
It's like 07, I think.
I believe that's right. Because when did we meet Colin McRae? Was that 05? 04, 05? So yeah, it was a couple years after that. And Colin McRae was one of Dario Franchitti's idols. It was Colin McRae, Jim Clark, and I believe Jackie Stewart. But I know Jim Clark and Colin McRae had a huge influence on Dario's life. So yeah, you're right. That's always in the back of your mind when you talk to him. It's just that sometimes we don't have enough time. We just have the 15 minutes or the 30 minutes that we're given. And you're talking about so many other things that you don't get to some of the personal stories. And yeah, you're right. I would love to talk to him about Colin again.
Curious, Statman, given...
Wait a minute. Before we get away from that, the ultimate story that Colin McRae told us was when he called his attorney and the attorney's son answered the phone and couldn't believe there was a real Colin McRae.
Oh, that's right.
He thought it was a name on a video game. And when he hung up the phone, he had to get his father to explain that, yes, there was a real man named Colin McRae.
Oh, God.
He does exist.
Oh, man. That is... Oh. Again, we're going to harp on it for the next several weeks, Freak Nation, that 2018... is the 18th year. Coming up later this month is the 18th year we've been doing this, and there's been, outside of maybe Michael Schumacher, every motorsports superstar on the planet, including MotoGP, have been here in the Freak Nation, and Colin McRae is one of those guys. And we had him on outside of our hotel in Spain.
Barcelona,
prior to the Dakar Rally.
The kickoff of the Dakar Rally.
Oh, my God.
And a food fight. And a food fight.
Yeah, the night before on New Year's Eve. Oh, my God. Without question. Well, we've got the anniversary show coming up in a couple weeks. But without question, that's one of my all-time favorite Speed Freaks memories. It's got to be top two. I'm even struggling to find number one if that's not number one. That was a damn good trip. Thank you, Red Bull.
Man. Yeah. Wasn't that the trip, though, where we left so early? It's like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And Statman, you said something to me about, like, did you see the Texas-Michigan game? Wasn't that? That was the morning where Vince Young put the damn team on his back and fought his way back to beat Michigan in the Rose Bowl.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that. I do remember losing to you to Texas, Ohio State, and I had to wear a Michigan jersey. Yeah, that I'm still scratching my neck behind that outbreak. You know, I mean, that was crazy.
Oh, you didn't have to just wear a Michigan jersey. This is when we were doing our TV show as well. You had to wear that jersey on TV.
On national television, yeah. You know, I haven't lived that down. There's still people when I go back home, what are you doing in a Michigan jersey? You know, I mean, that's crazy.
Why did you even consider that?
Bam. Well, Freak Nation, thank you guys for making this a special Sunday night. June 3rd, coming up in 25 days. It'll be, right? 28th? Is it 28th or 25th?
25th is our anniversary.
Yeah, what am I thinking 28th for? Damn it, I don't know. 25th is our anniversary. June 25th, 2000 is when we started this damn thing.
Well, hold on. I think calendar in front of me is the 28th, that Sunday? Whatever.
Anyway, regardless, Freak Nation, that's how punch drunk we are right about now.
Right.
On a Sunday night. You miss any of the show, you go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. Billy Duffy of the Colts, Dario Franchitti was in here, Will Power, your Indy 500, Greg Biffle was in here, Thad Moffitt, grandson of Richard Petty, Tony Kanaan was in here. Thank you guys for being a part of this big old thing, man. For everybody here, Lucas Oil, Continental Tire, General Tire, and everybody that's part of this big old thing, shoot the juice to the moose, it's that man.
Let it loose.
Yep.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.